Silver Brumby Kingdom, written by Elaine Mitchell and read by Caroline Lee. There was a wild neigh and the scrabbling of hooves. He swung around, nearly falling himself. Dawn was over and sliding fast towards the swollen stream, desperately trying to right herself. He bounded down after her, neighing, with no thought of how he would stop himself. Even as he went, he heard a bark from Benny, but it was too late to answer or to stop. He had almost reached Dawn as she slid into the water. He saw her forefeet grabbing at the rocks. Then she was rolled over and borne away by the fast-moving water. Somehow, on small wet toeholds, Baringa managed to stop himself just at the edge, just before he too went in. He gave one anguished call and then went leaping back the way they had come, though lower, near to that black swirling water, trying to race Dawn, trying to get down to some place where he might call her out onto flatter ground. Below that narrow place of rocks, the river was not quite as fast. But what would happen to Dawn at the rocks? Clattering, crashing, splashing, over precipitous stones and through water he went, looking towards Dawn's head, which showed white, strained up out of the dark river. When the river narrowed into the little rocky gorge, Dawn was near the furthest bank and swept up against the rocks. Now, surely, she would be able to get her feet down and fight her way out. Baringa watched her, apparently feeling for something on which to stand, but the force of the water pinned her to the rocks and seemed almost to be building up against her, submerging her. She gave a despairing cry and seemed to push off into the middle of the stream. There the water caught her and whirled her down between the rocks, out of Baringa's sight, and he had the rocky bluff to climb and get round. Gasping, because all his breath had gone, he scrambled up and over, his eyes seeking the river on the other side of the rock barrier. There was no sign of Dawn.